Steve Seal, Jill Riley, it's the Currents Morning Show, and we are joined, as always, on Thursday mornings around 8:30 for the Weekend Arts Roundup. It's Marianne Combs. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
I'm great. You know, the weather outside
is not frightful.
Not frightful.
It's delightful.
It's delightful. Mm-hmm. It is clear blue skies, sunny, lovely here in the Twin Cities. So, might be a perfect day to check out the Walker Art Center's new artist-designed miniature golf course where, you know, they've done this in years past, and to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Minneapolis Sculpture Garden, it's got a fresh round of mini golf, and there are two 8-hole courses with artists who are going to come through, and you're going to check out these very... It's just going to take miniature golf to a whole new level. Let's just say it's a good
playful holes. We've understand they're very playful. The holes,
according to our sponsor message.
According to our underwriting message, that
no comment.
Yeah, right.
Although they have the proposals that were installed. These are architects, artists, engineers, machinists, and mini golf aficionados who were all designed these things.
I love it.
And were selected. And two of them were designed and produced by students from a public sculpture class at the University of Minnesota.
Oh, that's great.
And just all sorts of... Oh, it says, purists worry not at least one hole includes a kitschy oversized watering can. But they're going to have things like a scale model of a French chateau, mazes, gopher holes. It's just... there's actually a replica of the legendary Augusta National Golf Club.
Wow. That's so cool. I love when they do this.
Yes, it's and don't worry, all the women can play. It's going to be fun.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good. Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah.
How long does that go on?
It runs through September 8th. Today is the official opening day. And on a day like today,
might be a few people there.
Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to be a little rainy this weekend, but, you know, personal day.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Hint.
So there you go. That's something you can be doing this weekend or even
all summer.
Moments from now, all summer long. Exactly.
Walker Art Center.
Another thing I've got going on, this is like the second week in a row I've mentioned the American Swedish Institute, but man, they got some good stuff going on. Hamlet, you know, one of the famous lines, something's rotten in the state of Denmark, isn't it? Yeah. So where better to stage Hamlet than in our home of all things Scandinavian, the American Swedish Institute. It's, you know, it's close. It's not exactly Denmark, but it's very close. And they're actually going to be staging it in the Turnblad Mansion. So it's, you know, they're bringing the theater to life in this actual home setting. And this is the first time in decades they've had theater in the mansion, a live performance in there, and, you know, they're celebrating. They're still sort of newly reopened in their renovated space, so they're doing lots of cool new things. So, yeah, so you can check out Theater Coup d'Etat performing Hamlet at the American Swedish Institute, and that runs through June 9th, and I think that would be cool. I mean, you get to sort of hang out.
Very intimately.
Yes, exactly. It's in the historic ballroom of the Turnblad Mansion. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty cool. That looks good to me. And then finally, Wade Vaughn, great local talent, great actor. He was in Complete Female Stage Beauty recently. He's just really compelling actor, and he's going to be in a one-man show called Cul-de-Sac, which, you know, dead end,
right,
basically.
Right.
And it's about Leonard, who lived on the same dead-end street for 15 years, but claims that he never made much of an impact until one rainy night at 2:02 a.m. when he goes splat. And so it's about Leonard narrating sort of the circumstances that lead up to his death, but also he plays all of the neighbors in this cul-de-sac. And so you get sort of like a 9-person, I think there are 9 characters, and he's switching back and forth, and so each character reveals a little bit about what happened, but is also revealing a lot about themselves as they give the information. So you're getting sort of windows into these worlds of these different characters as they sort of testify about what's going on.
Yes. Have either of you ever lived at the end of a cul-de-sac or in that little circle?
No, have you, Marianne?
No, I have not.
You, Jill?
I remember one of my friends, her house was there, and you're very close to your neighbors. It's like a whole new neighbor experience.
Yeah.
Because you're all just around this, you know, dead end street. And it kind of reminds me of the Tom Hanks movie, The Burbs, to tell you the truth.
Really? What a fascinating.
I was thinking Rear Window.
But that's what I was thinking.
There you go.
Of.
Another. Yeah.
Right. And as you're describing that, I'm just thinking about how there's just some strange way where neighbors have just more knowledge about each other in that setting.
And very interesting idea then for a piece of drama.
And, you know, and Wade will be playing, you know, a 13-year-old girl to an old guy. He's going to be all over the map, but he's a really accomplished performer, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
So, and that, again, is?
That's the, oh my gosh, did I not bring up the information about where it is?
So you don't know is what you're saying.
It will be up on the current blog shortly. I got so enthralled with Wade being in this show and it being this great production. And I know it's Loudmouth Theater.
Somebody Google it. Loudmouth Theater.
I'm on it.
Production of Cul-de-Sac.
Loudmouth.
Yeah, that's hilarious. That's so typical.
No, it's not typical. Yeah. That is a first for you, Marianne.
Oh, well,
and as long
you.
As you've been doing this, that you've not had the actual venue where the play has been going on.
Okay,
all right, we'll get it for you.
I'm a real reporter. But it will be up on the current blog, so check it out later this morning. We'll have that posted with all the deets.
Here we go. So all performances are at 8 o'clock. It started the 17th, and it runs through Sunday, May 26th.
Where?
And it is at, well, where the heck is it? Oh, here we go.
Open Eye Figure Theater, of course.
All performances are held at Open Eye Figure Theater. That's East 24th Street, Minneapolis.
I was going to say, it's at the end of a cul-de-sac somewhere. We don't quite know where it is.
You know, actually.
Somewhere in the burbs.
No, it's not in the burbs. Open Eye Figure Theater, though, is sort of like right off of the 35 with the big wooden wall dividing you from the 35. So it kind of feels like it's on a dead end street.
Oh, very
so
good.
That actually works
Open
out quite
Eye
well.
Figure Theater.
Yes. There we go.
Cul-de-sac.
Oh.
Now, it's all good. It's all good, Mary.
Good.
All right, we'll see you next time.
See you next
Marianne
week.
Marianne Combs with the Weekend Arts Roundup. By the way, she writes the State of the Arts blog at mprnews.org.